welcome. Everybody, share number 1360, and the writing is share number 512. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of Negelwasser. We previously spoke about the halachas of touching one's shoes, and thereby you touch your shoes, you have to wash your hands. We spoke about at the time also the removal of the shoes does not require the washing of one's hands. It's only the touching itself which requires the washing of the hands. Now, there, and this was not because of rachra, because of cleanliness for the various different reasons which we spoke about. And therefore, one would, if they wash their hands once, will be enough. You don't have to wash your hands three times in those cases. Worst case, if somebody does not have water, they could do midi de menake, like we spoke about, rub their hands on something, on, you know, some, on a desk, on a chair, on a table, something along those lines, full front, full back. And that would also be good enough if one does not have any access to water. So now, the removal of the shoes, like we said, does not require the washing of the hands. It's only the touching itself. There are certain times when even if one touched their shoes or part of the shoe, they would not have to wash their hands. Firstly, if one, what are some of those instances? Firstly, if a person's wearing gloves, sometimes in the winter, a person wears gloves, and while removing their shoes, they do not have to wash their hands. In other words, when removing their shoes, they would not have to wash their hands. In other words, I'm wearing gloves, and I come home, before I take off my gloves, I remove my shoes with my hands, but I'm wearing gloves. So if you're wearing gloves, then when you remove the shoes, one would not have to wash their hands because, again, they did not touch the shoes at all. It's not the action of removing the shoes. It's the touching of the shoes itself. Right. So now another case scenario whereby one would not have to wash their hands. If one touched brand new shoes, we spoke about last time, the problem is with shoes. They got dirty from the things that are outside and so on. And years ago, it used to be worse. Today, it's a little bit better. But nowadays, it's still, we have the halach of the one has to wash the shoes. But so therefore, what about if one touched brand new shoes, right? I take a pair of brand new shoes, I'm trying them on. So if one touched brand new shoes, it's brought down that they were, and they were never worn, right? They would not have to wash their hands. They never got dirty. They're brand new. It's not so much about, I think people are a little bit on the instance of leather. It has to be leather. Any type of shoe, by the way, any material. A shoe is a shoe. You know, sometimes people have material shoes, leather shoes, whatever the case is. You wear the shoes, you're going outside, they get dirty. So shoe is a shoe. Once you touch the shoes, you have to wash your hands. But when it comes to brand new shoes, that were never worn, then they would not have to wash their hands. So, for example, brand new shoes, or for example, bedroom slippers, right? Bedroom slippers, if touched, the hands need not be washed. Now, some opinions hold that as long as the shoes were never, there are some opinions that are under the, that do hold that as long as the shoes were never worn outdoors, like we just mentioned, the bedroom slippers, as long as the shoes or the slippers were never worn outdoors, one does not have to wash their hands if they touched the shoe or the slipper. So those are some opinions do hold. Some opinions, like we said, do hold that as long as they were not worn outside because of the fact that the dirt comes from outside. So if they were never worn outside, so one would not have to wash their hands if they touched the shoe or slipper. So therefore, in a case in time of, for example, bedroom slippers that were never worn outside, I never go outside with my slippers. You know, I wear my shoes outside, but I never go outside with my slippers. I wear them, it's on a carpet, it's on a clean floor, and so on. So therefore, bedroom slippers that were never worn outdoors, if touched, one would not have to wash their hands according to those opinions. Not everybody holds like that, but according to those opinions, it is of course always good if somebody has to make a bracha or go learn, you know, to cover all grounds, at least if you don't want to use water, at least to rub your hands on something full front, full back, like this year in conjunction with Likuli Alma, according to everybody. But we just want to keep in the back of our minds that there are opinions that, like we said, some opinions that hold that shoes that were never worn outdoors would not have to wash their hands if they touched, you know, the shoe or the slipper, if they weren't, and it comes up more with slippers. But again, it's not according to everybody, but there are those who hold like that, so it's important to keep in mind. Okay, so to find these halachas, they brought down the laws of daily living, page 36. Also, the Sefer Oitzer Halachas brings it down in Daf Ayin Dalid. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch HaKol Tov.